My name is Dan Davis, and I've been going to gigs in Newport since probably about 1985. The Mux Ramble, it was the cult. It was 1986, Newport Centre. I'd been playing the Cult Electric album that was new out at that time. You know, we'd all been playing that quite a lot in school, and we just heard they come to Newport Centre, so we thought we got to go. So I think there was about five or six of us skied off school, you know, to go and get tickets on the bus to Newport. That was back in the day when you had to queue outside the box office to get your ticket. And I remember just the six of us going and just absolutely being blown away by, you know, seeing these guys that I'd listened to on the Love album and Electric, and they're there on stage, and it was just fantastic. Yeah, at the age of 13. It was word of mouth in school, really. Because one lad lived in Newport, and he came in and said, look, you know, I've seen that the Cult are playing in Newport Centre. And it was just like, yeah, we've got to do it. So we all made a pact. It's like, we've got to get money. And I don't know how much tickets were. I don't think the tickets were that much, but we all managed to cobble money together somehow. And I think it was, you know, a couple of days after that, we went and got the tickets. And just having that ticket was just magical, thinking, yeah, this is great. We're in school in Caerleon. So we skied off school from Caerleon, got on the bus, and got into Newport. In the afternoon, so it was a bit daring, really, a bit rock and roll as well, I suppose. I just think we decide, well, we're just going to go and do it. It was just like, we've got to do it. Not one person. I think it was very much a case of we didn't trust the one person who lives in Newport to get all the tickets, and it was a case of I suppose I am a bit anal, you know, to this day with concert tickets. I want to have that taken in my hand and say I was actually going. So it was a case of, right, we're going tomorrow, we're all going to go, and we just went. I think we went after lunch, just didn't go back to school that day. It's almost been quite obvious that there was like six people missing from school, so didn't know what to expect. It wasn't my first band, it was probably the second band I'd been to see, but it was completely different. You know, it was right out of my comfort zone, you know, having lived in, well, at the time I was living just outside Usk, quite a rural location, and yeah, okay, I went to school in Caerleon, but you know, the thought of going to the big city to see, you know, a dirty, sweaty rock band was just unbelievable, really. Oddly enough, my elder brother came as well, because some of his mates went from the sixth form, so it was almost like as if, it'll be okay, because your brother's there. But yeah, you know, Mum obviously had the talk before we went, you boys behave yourselves and this and the other. But yeah, you know, I think Mum was, you know, quietly happy that we returned home in one piece. To be honest, I don't think we actually went into town itself. I think we went straight to the gig. So, you know, there were lots of like-minded people about, you know, lots of hardcore cult fans from early days, Sudden Death Cult and all that. You know, so it was just the excitement, I think, of you know, because I think it's the old thing of, like, you never really think that the big, you know, big stars, acts or whatever, are going to come that close to where you live, or you know, never ever going to get a chance to see them. You know, I suppose the people that I saw there were just people I've probably seen in magazines, or you know, the type of people my mum had warned me about, you know, but they're all great. You know, I didn't feel, you know, it wasn't an oppressive feeling. It was just everybody was there for the same thing, really. It's probably the first time I'd seen people dressed like that, you know. There's lots of Mohicans there. It was an eye opener, really, for me. I honestly can't remember the day of the gig. I can just remember being in there, and just, you know, I remember I had my school shoes on, I know that for a fact. And I remember there was a tall goth woman who stood on my school brogues, and she pierced them with a stiletto. So that was a bit of a trophy, really. We were stood down the front, as close to the front as possible, and it was just an ideal size, I think, for your first gig, really. I think, you know, especially standing, you know, because it was quite a bit of energy in the crowd. It was, you know, I say the old cliche of the mosh pit. You know, the hardcore down the front, and then we were just off to the right hand side of it. But you know, you were being pushed, and you know, you had the smells, and you know, there was sweat, and you know, there was the odd smell of, you know, cannabis and stuff like that. So it was, there was a definite mixture, lots of patchouli oil. I remember there was a chance that I'd fuck off roadie when they were just sorting out the Colts equipment, because it just seemed to take forever. So that I remember that coming through the crowd, but I couldn't tell you who the support band were. Ian Asprey walked off stage because everybody in the front row was spitting on him. And I remember him walking off and they started to spit on Billy Duffy. And off he went as well. So you said the bassist and the drummer there. And there was an announcement saying, if you don't stop spitting, the band will just walk off. And it was like, whoa. Do you know what? I thought, yo, because you see all these people spitting, you think, what's going on? And it was, because back in the day, it was like a sign of appreciation, wasn't it? But, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, it's not nice to be spat on anyway. That stuck in my head, and I always remember that. And just thinking, whoa, you know, this might be over before it begins. And there's part of me also thinking, oh, come on, you know, get on with it. But yeah, and just being it was just like, just the atmosphere was completely different to anything I'd ever seen, you know. And also at that point, you know, the Cult had, you know, they'd been to America, they you know, changed producers and this, that, and the other. The sound was just so different, and it was just so intense. And just, you know, sights and sounds around Newport at that time, and in Newport Centre, you know, was just, you know, mind blowing, really. Yeah, and then I suppose just hearing the whole, you know, because they played the vast majority of the Electric album, which, you know, I'd been listening to in my bedroom, and just to hear that live, it was brilliant, and they did a really good job of you know, replicating it on stage. It wasn't, because sometimes you can hear bands and they slightly off when they're playing live, but to me it was spot on. It's that old thing of like the unknown. You know, you've got a band there who are still people, and like, you know, how close can you get to that band? You know, like, you've got to take a walk around the back and see if anybody's, you know, by the tour bus. You know, can you have that physical contact? Can you connect with them? Yeah. So there was temptation there. I don't actually think I did it at that gig, but it's you know, to this day, you know, my partner laughs. You know, I'm still very much like, you know, she calls me like a celebrity stalker, because they'd be like, oh, it's you, you know, and I just think it's just. You know, I don't do sport. I just really enjoy music, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, people, you know, artists are just people, and I think, you know, I think, who was it? I know Stuart Adamson, I think, from a Big Country, said that everybody deserves at least 5 minutes of your time, and I think that's really good. I really like The Alarm, Mike Peters, The Alarm, and he was influenced a lot by Stuart Adamson, and Mike Peters is very similar. He said, you know, people come to see me. He said the least I can do is connect with them, and I think, well, I think that's really good. The next time I saw them then was, I think, about 10 years later when they played the Astoria in Cardiff. And in fact, when I saw them in the Astoria, I met Ian Asprey outside, so I was quite happy with that. I saw them, what was it, 3 years ago in the is it the Scotch of St. James in London? It's a place where Jimi Hendrix did one of his first gigs, but it's like an exclusive club, and they released 50 tickets. So there's only 50 people downstairs seeing them. So that was on the last album. So that was pretty good. But no, I'd say the first time was just that was it for me. You know, that really ignited my love of them. You know, from my point of view, you know, like people say, how many times can you see them? You know, I just think you've got to see them. You know, two or three times on each tour. You know, as often as possible, really. So yeah, there's no. You know, I said that one that was only 50 people, that was great. First one was brilliant. I just, every time I've seen them, it's been different. You know, if I went through every gig, I, you know, and again, sad, oh, I've got like set lists from every time I've seen them, so I can. So it was just, you know, I suppose overwhelmed by the whole experience, really. Yeah, it was very overwhelming. You know, and, you know, being 13, it was just like, a bit dangerous. You know, that gig kind of led to many other gigs in Newport.